What do crows understand about death? Well, brand new research from the University of Washington seeks to answer that question. Kaylee Swift is a PhD student at the University of Washington School of Environmental and Forest Sciences. Swift noticed that when a crow dies, its comrades gather around it and make a lot of noise. She wanted to know why, so Kaylee Swift set up an experiment.
What I would do is I would locate a breeding pair, an adult breeding pair, and I would start by feeding them for 3 days. And what that allowed me to do is get a baseline of how quickly they would come to the food. And once they got used to that pattern, on the fourth day, I would feed them just like they were used to. And I would introduce our danger scenario. We tested a couple of different things. And one of them was we would send a volunteer out wearing a latex rubber mask, holding a dead crow, the way you might hold an hors d'oeuvre plate. And then we would send the person away, and we would monitor, now that they're gone, how are those birds going to react to that food, because it's still there. And we did that again over the next 3 days, where we would put food out and see whether or not the birds would take it or if it would change how quickly they wanted to come down.
And what did you observe when the person also had this dead crow with him or her?
Typically what we saw was that the adult pair would come in, because they see me and they're used to me now as their friendly feeder. So they would come in to get their daily allowance of peanuts and Cheetos. And you could see them, they would often perch above our person holding our dead crow, and they would often cock their heads to get a good look at the scene. And then there would be this eruption of scolding. And for many of us living here in Seattle, if you've ever seen crows attack a bald eagle, that sound that they produce during that, that's exactly what we were hearing. And then you would start to see crows from across the neighborhood being recruited by that vocalization.
So there was something about their cause that was it were a particular kind of caw.
Yeah, so we call that a scold call, and it alerts other birds to danger in the area. And crows, like many other birds, do something called mobbing when something dangerous is around. As we all know, there's safety in numbers. And so mobbing is a way for them to try and bring attention to and get rid of a predator in a big flock.
So there's a dead bird there. They're sounding an alarm. Is the idea that they were coming to try to get together to defend themselves?
Well, so what we found was that they were, when they were coming together, yes, it does protect them in the event that that predator is still around. But we also saw an element of learning happening. So in the days following that exposure, the territorial pair was more wary of that area than they had been before. And we saw that they would also respond to that person in the future.
Now, it's interesting because the dead crow arrived on the scene with someone carrying it. They didn't see the crow die. They didn't see anyone kill the crow. They just saw the dead crow.
Exactly. So that was one of the key details of this study, because we've seen previously that if we reenact how a crow or a raven has died, that that has a pretty jarring impact on the animals. But we wanted to recreate an experience that I think many people have had or may have, which is that you find a dead crow in your backyard and you pick it up to get rid of it. And so we wanted to find out, you know, if crows observe somebody in that scenario, are they going to remember them? Are they going to infer that they're a predator and potentially antagonize them in the future?
And did you observe that?
We did, yes. So after that initial dangerous event, we would send our masked person out for up to 6 weeks, depending on if the birds were continuing their response. And we found that in many cases, these birds continued to scold or dive bomb whenever they saw this person again.
And what kind of larger lessons does this help you get toward answering?
We haven't documented very many animals that show as intense of interest in their dead as, say, crows. And that short list includes animals like elephants, primates, and dolphins. And so I think there's an immense interest in understanding why a bird, which is so different than these mammals that I just listed, and ourselves included, why they would engage in this behavior and what that might tell us about how more complex funeral rituals may originate.
Research always leads to more questions. So what from this do you want to frame for your next experiment? Where does this lead you to ask more questions?
Sure. So I think one thing that this study didn't address that is so important is whether or not the response is different if it's an individual that they know. Or questions like, you know, how sensitive are they to different details about that individual's identity? So sex, for example.
What surprised you most about this research, Kaylee?
I think the main thing that surprised me was this finding that crows are learning human beings in a bigger variety of contexts than we knew previously. You know, they're remembering us not just when we sort of directly threaten them, like we've previously showed in some of our other facial recognition studies, but that they are learning us just when we are associated with danger. And so it just really surprises and impresses me that these animals are so attentive to human behavior and human actions. But I think it makes sense because they are an animal that is very successful in human-dominated environments. And I think part of what this research helps us understand is how they can be so successful. And this really adds to that big mosaic.
Kaylee Swift, a PhD student at the University of Washington School of Environmental and Forest Sciences. Her research is published in the November issue of Animal Behavior.